the morning. Wake up, turn it up, up, up.
Get up!
More music and more fun.
More fun.
Oh. Wake your ass up
with Nikki and Tamello in the morning.
Turn it up. Post FM.
I read about a punter who turned $20 into $90,000.
$90,000. Wait, what? So they put $20 on what? One of the Melbourne Cup runners or a different race?
They had to pick all of these together, but they picked Richmond to win the AFL.
Oh, right. So like bidding.
Roosters to win the NRL and then waited a month to pick Vow and Declare as the winner.
Oh, God. If you knew them, you'd be getting all your tips off them, wouldn't you?
How's that? I know.
That's
$4,522.50. The odds on getting that right. So $20 came back with $90,000.
Far out.
That's not bad.
But that's stories that suck you in though,
and then you do it
and you lose it all.
It's like that, yeah, I'm sure there was some dude that picked Maccabi Diva to win all three, and it was three houses or whatever he won out of the process.
lucky bugger.
Anyway, congrats if anybody did make a win out of it. I noticed. Yep. I think it was our own Les. Who did all right out
of the sweeps. The financial controller.
Yeah, that's right.
Takes out the sweeps.
Congratulations there.
Interesting.
Moving on to news we can all kind of get behind. You know, we're talking about Thomas Cook, the travel agent.
Yeah.
I don't know where I got Travis from.
Yeah, anyway. Who's Travis?
it's Thomas Cook's brother, you're wondering. Yeah. Not quite as well known. Anyway, they could be back in an online-only travel agent form because the brand name's been bought by one of their former shareholders, a Chinese company called Fosun. They were one of the major stakeholders, and they have chipped in $20 million Australian and have purchased the Thomas Cook name. So
That's good news for people who were still struggling with having bookings, I suppose.
Well, I think they're all sorted. Hopefully. I'm guessing by now, either you've come back or you're now living in whatever country you went on holidays to.
You're permanently stuck there.
Nikki and Tamello's three things you need to know.
All right, first off, November is Epilepsy Awareness Month, and you're encouraged to hold an ET.
What's that?
Oh, no. It's a morning tea for epilepsy.
Right.
So it's not like an online or,
epilepsy
virtual
tea.
One. An epilepsy tea.
Right.
Or an afternoon tea, for that matter, whether morning or afternoon. It's up to you. If you register, you get a free goodie pack to help out too. Check epilepsy.org.au. Canine dog rescue volunteers are going to be sleeping in the kennels with the pups as part of Operation Sleeping Rough. On Saturday.
Rough.
That's right. To raise funds for the rehab of dogs, medical expenses, and to rebuild the kennels because they're, they can do with some love.
Yeah.
The weekend's also an adoption weekend from, the November 8th through 10th, so through the weekend. All available dogs half price. There'll be a plant and jumble sale and dog merchandise and a sausage sizzle across the weekend too.
Get down there. Yeah. Grab a poochie.
It's in Nambeela. Entry, gold coin donation. Details at our website, coastlive.com.au. And just so you know, we're on the home straight for 2019.
Don't.
I'm going to.
Don't do it.
There are 49 days till Christmas.
Oh, my Lord. That's terrifying.
The Japanese might seem ahead of the curve when it comes to technology.
Yeah.
But it turns out not all of them.
Okay.
Apparently last year, but I've only just heard about this, it was discovered that the Japanese deputy chief of cybersecurity, right, had never used a computer.
Well, does he have a robot to use the computer for him? Is that
you'd
why?
Think that would make it okay, but no, he let that tidbit slip in Parliament when he got confused about whether USB drives were used in Japanese nuclear facilities. Because I don't know what one is.
Wow. Are they?
We never got to the bottom of that one, to be fair.
Must have been a silly question.
To give him credit, though, you think about this. Maybe he's a ninja. Never using a computer, see, is one guaranteed way to never get hacked.
True.
And as the head of cybersecurity, maybe he's actually a tech genius and we're only just catching up.
How on earth?
Think about that.
No, I can't.
It's a stretch, I realise. Thousands of Melbourne Cup punters were left stranded at Flemington Racecourse and traffic in the area was heavily congested after the ride-sharing app Uber crashed.
Oh, dear.
Because of a technical... I imagine because of demand.
Because it was overloaded, yeah.
Victoria Racing Club was broadcasting a message in birdcage tents just after the last race was run saying that Uber was not working and please find alternative ways home.
There's some heaps of other ones now. We've got Ola and that... What's the new one?
The newly launched
Didi
was quick to exploit Uber's misfortune, offering people 50% off a Tuesday night ride home and sent a tongue-in-cheek message saying, stranded at the races... Get a reliable ride home.
Love that.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
With a direct feed to Hollywood, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Disney has shared the big song for the Frozen 2 soundtrack, and it's been recorded by Panic at the Disco. It's kind of like a sequel to Let It Go,
right.
As Elsa will sing this big track in the film.
Okay.
It's been recorded by Panic at the Disco, though, as I said, for the soundtrack. It's called Into the Unknown. 'Cause you've been keeping me awake. Are you here to distract me so I make a big mistake? Or are you someone?
Let it go.
Oh, it's a big track, isn't
it? Definitely there.
Yeah. Okay. Frozen 2 is out November 22. Now, Harry Styles has announced his next album is going to be called Fine Line. And that one is due out on December 13 with a new single expected soon. So watch this space.
Right.
Now, to celebrate his 50th birthday, Matthew McConaughey has created his first Instagram post. On right. his page, he's described himself as a minister of culture and pickle expert.
People go to my page. I want them to see me. Look, this is my first venture into sharing myself and my views with the world, and I'm a little bit nervous about it, because quite frankly I know I want to have a monologue. I'm not sure I want to have the dialogue. But I've learned that you got to have the dialogue too. Let's have some fun with it though, and let's keep the high eye, not the low eye.
Look, I have no idea what he just said, but I love it.
Maybe does he mean low brow, high brow? Is that? I'm not
possibly
sure.
Possibly, not sure.
How controversial are your comments about pickles going to get?
I'm concerned. Now the Jonas Brothers have announced they've got a Christmas song dropping on Friday.
Ooh.
It's going to be called Like It's Christmas. They announced the track on Instagram by writing, Mariah Carey has given the world the green light, so the holiday season has begun. Of course, they're talking about her video the other day when she was on the phone to Santa saying it's on because November 1 ticked over. Crazy. And speaking of Christmas, Lizzo has reminded everyone that she released a Christmas song a few years ago, and she wants you to know about it because she released all of her hits, pretty much 2016 tracks that are now number one hits.
Right.
So she's like, why not take this one as well? This one's called Never Felt Like Christmas.
Never cared for jingle bells or picking out a tree.
It's a good track, I reckon. Give it a listen.
Nikki and Tamillo, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.